Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Hello! Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 31 and we only have one mic. Going back to square one.
Welcome back to ghetto, not so sober
thoughts. Alright, we're moving the mic because you had it on number 6.
Hot. Oh, right. Did I?
Yeah. But we're coming at you this week because Amanda's hungover. I am just overworked. And our camera died. And Amanda's car died. There's a lot going on.
It was a horrible day.
But we're healthy. We have food and shelter and water. And I have coffee.
And water.
You have water?
For hungoverness.
So, today, I guess we'll get into today after the fact. Amanda, give us some current events. What's happening?
Let me fill you
guys
in.
What's going on? What have we missed?
There's not much going on.
You guys. What, when, where, and why? How?
Okay, so first off, Christina Grimmie passed in June with that fatal shooting we just discussed on a past episode. Check it out. And so she released her final, or her family, I'm assuming, released her final music video that she recorded. And it was kind of sad to see her. But, so that happened.
It's still very surreal that she died.
It's really weird. Like, I don't know. It feels like a friend died.
To go on to that, yeah, just because, like, when you start watching YouTube, I know Christina Grimmie was one of the first, like, musicians on YouTube that I watched. So it was very sad to see her. Especially in that kind of, you know, situation. But did you see, there's a video, I don't know if this past week or the week before, about Gigi Gorgeous, you know, going off on the YouTubers. That was crazy. If you haven't seen it, she does a vlog-style video and explains what happened to her in Dubai. If you don't know Gigi Gorgeous, she is a transgender YouTuber. She's very big in the YouTube community, and she's very outspoken on transgender issues, and she's like friends with Kylie Jenner. She does a lot of the stuff on Kylie Jenner's app and stuff like that. But she went to Dubai with her girlfriend, which I thought was very interesting because she doesn't usually bring us into that part of her life.
Yeah.
And she got denied. Well, pretty much the guy who was checking her passport and stuff was an asshole and knew who she was because she got all of her passports and stuff transferred over to the point where you wouldn't even know that she was once a man.
Oh, yeah.
She if you look saw, like, yeah, if you look at Gigi Gorgeous, no way you would ever think that she was once a man.
She's beautiful.
But to go on, she got interrogated pretty much, and she was told that she couldn't go into Dubai and that they're very prejudiced about, I mean,
Being transgender.
I'm pretty sure they frown upon gay and lesbians and stuff like that. But I did think it was very interesting because I didn't know that she was, I guess in that sense, she would be bi.
Yeah.
Because I know she had a boyfriend at one time. Now she has a girlfriend.
I didn't even know that she broke up with her boyfriend.
Me neither. I don't think a lot of people did until they saw that video and then they saw her girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, that was the next current event.
Oh, was it?
So, yeah. To get you guys up to speed on all the YouTube drama. Other than that, there's really nothing. Swedish fish Oreos are here.
I saw those, and I thought they weren't real.
They're real, I guess. Like, I guess they're really bad. So I think we need to try them, along with, we still have not tried, Burger King mac and cheese Cheetos.
Should we just do a try video and put it on our YouTube channel?
Yes.
Let's just do, okay. So I think whoever's listening, on our next post, we'll ask which one you guys want us to do, the Burger King Cheetos, or we can try, like, different types of Oreos.
Oh, my God. We can do both.
Not in one sitting, Amanda. Oh, that's disgusting.
All right, not one sitting. But, yeah, that's really nothing else. I mean, I'm sure there's tons, but that's just the basis of what's going on, y'all. And we're going to get right into what we're doing today, which is, like, a special little thing for all you college-age students.
Yes, because 6 years ago, God, let's age us, me and Amanda started our journey into being little CMU freshmen. Today, actually, I packed up one of my friends' belongings, and we sent her off to college, and she'll be a junior, but this will be her first year at A&T, which is in Greensboro here. Mm. So holla at you, Chantel.
She was on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, what episode was she on?
Oh, it was forever ago now, I think.
It was like probably the first couple.
Yeah, within the first 20.
Yeah, but sad to see her go, but happy that she finally mm-hmm. went to college and is doing what she wants to do. And
so is she living in the dorms and stuff?
Yeah, she's going to be living in the dorms, kind of like what you were living in sophomore year.
Oh, okay.
But the only bad thing about the ones that she's living in, they have community bathrooms.
Oh, make sure to bring your flip-flops. Oh, that's gross.
I know, she went and got flip-flops and a robe and stuff yesterday, but... But yeah, so today we're going to just, you know, we want to reflect on our freshman year, because freshman year was awesome. It was fun. We didn't remember a lot of it, because we did partake in underage drinking. We don't condone it in any way, but if you do it responsibly, and do not drink and drive.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That was my PSA.
Oh, well, let's clear the elephant in the room. Last week, we had some audio issues.
My God. I'm so sorry. And I know a lot of people really wanted to see that.
So we're going to do another one. We're going to do another sex episode probably very soon. So you guys can get that. Because it was a good episode, but it's so hard to listen to. Because we found out my microphone has a little issue. It's broken.
It's dead.
So we have to get another one.
Bury it. It's done.
So we discovered that today. So... apologies to y'all, and we'll do another sex episode very soon.
Yeah, we've had some complications with the podcast here lately.
We need support so we can buy you guys some nice stuff.
Just to have a nice microphone would be nice.
Even just having two.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
No, we gotta invest in another. Okay.
So do you want to start out with, you know, your awesome story?
Sure. Which one would you like to hear? Let's see. What would be a good one?
Do your first weekend.
My first welcome weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. So, at CMU, there is, I guess, I don't know if this is for every
college. I think
everyone
has a welcome weekend and then a syllabus week. If you aren't familiar with what these two things are, welcome weekend is the weekend that everyone just is excited. It's like a coming home, or it's like a fresh start to the incoming freshman. It's a little taste of college party life if you go to a college that is a party school like we did.
We went to a party school for
Where syllabus week is the week where you can completely goof off because all you learn is the rules, whatever they have on the syllabus, the grade, whatever. And honestly, not until junior year I learned that I didn't even have to go the first couple days.
No, you can skip the first class and be fine. And
they don't even notice that you're there.
People are always, like, and people are hopping classes at that point, too, because they can get in and whatever, and people are dropping. So that's the bomb.com. I love that week.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it twice a year because it happens every semester.
I know.
So, so welcome weekend. If you guys didn't know, I was in marching band my freshman and sophomore year.
Nerd.
My parents made me do it because it was a long story, but they made me do it. And so I wasn't able to party, like, at all, hardly, freshman year. And
get this, you guys, we weren't even friends at this point.
No, we didn't even know each other.
We knew of each other.
Did we? No, we didn't meet each other yet, did we?
Yeah, one of my friends roomed with you.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Do I need to refresh your memory on how we started our awesome relationship?
We would have met, like, a couple days later, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple days later, this friendship was made. But, so my first welcome weekend, the first time I was able to go out, my brother actually went to school with us, and he knew a couple friends up there because he'd gone to school there before previous years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, I'll take you out. And I dragged my two roommates, Chloe and Tressa, out.
Triscuit.
And I feel like this is the first time I actually, like, drank, too. And we went to his friend's house, and not, like, too much happened, but we were sitting there on the porch, like, drinking. Like, it wasn't even, like, a party. Like, I was watching all the parties happen, and we were just kind of, like, casually hanging out. So it wasn't
chilling.
Even, yeah, I was a nerd. And Chloe didn't drink, I remember. And Kurt was there, my brother's roommate, and, like, our good friend. And Tressa was drinking, which was weird. Like, we all pictured her not to be, like, a drinker. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'll drink some. And we had, like, UV Blue or something, like, cheap like that. And all of a sudden, like, the cops drove up, and I was like, and we all were just, like, and we, like, just started booking it. We were running down the road. I don't know why. Like, we were it wasn't even like a big party. I think they were just kind of there to break, you know, everything up. And we ran, and I think like Ryan ended up, someone, Kurt or Ryan got there in like their car and picked us all up and took us home, and that was it.
How exciting.
It was not exciting, but I don't know. Tell us yours.
Okay, my first welcome weekend, I went to school with two of my best friends at the time from high school, and they knew people that were already going to CMU up there. So they were about, I think they're a year older. They lived in apartments. They lived in the apartments I lived in sophomore year, right off campus.
The best.
So that night, my roommate, our friend, Lauren, came out with us. It was the first time we all went out.
Oh, yeah.
She got too drunk, and she didn't even know what she was saying. She's just saying off the wall things. But we went out with my two best friends, and they brought girls that went to high school with us. The girls that went to high school with us were actually part of the popular crowd, I say in quotations. And so we went to their party, and all the popular guys that we went to high school were there. Which, at this point in my life, I would have never been invited to the same party as these people. So, it was very surreal. And I just got way too drunk, and I just made an ass out of myself. And they're just like, what is wrong with this? Like, I was screaming, I was just having a good old time, but eventually the cops came and they broke it up. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure that was the night that our friend Lauren got a little cozy with one of the boys across the hall that eventually turned into her boyfriend that she regrets to this day.
Yep. Oh my god. Do you remember what you drank?
Yeah, Captain and Coke.
Oh, classy.
I started out good. I don't even remember how I got it.
I don't know. I know I probably got mine from my brother. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I forgot, I didn't write this one down, but I just remembered, we need to talk about St. Patrick's Day, unless you already wrote that one down.
I didn't write it down.
Okay, we obviously knew each other by St. Patrick's Day, and Megan had to go to class, like, almost the whole day, which sucked, but, like, St. Patrick's Day at CMU is, like, a national holiday, like, it's, like, huge.
Like, yeah, it was, like, even bigger than Christmas.
Like, people come to class drunk, even if they have, like, tests, because they want to be drunk on St. Patrick's Day, and it's this party from, like, 8 a.m. to midnight.
The next day.
Yeah. So, like, I remember, we had this friend named Taylor, who, knew, like, of some party or something, and she, like, took, I think I was with Lauren. And this was during the day, and we went to this house on, like, Main Street, which, if you guys don't know, Main Street at CMU is, like, the party street.
Mm-hmm.
You already say that?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I didn't. Nope.
So,
that was a lie.
We went to Main Street, or, like, one of the ones next to it, and it was, like, this huge, like, four-story house, and we're on, like, the top floor, and there's all these people in there. Cops come in, and I was like, and I was like, oh my god. I don't know how we got out of there. I think we just walked right past them. Like, I was like, always the game plan. I was like, just go. And we got out of that. I don't know why that party for some reason sticks in my mind.
I remember eventually I got out of class.
Yeah.
So then I got ready. My boyfriend at the time didn't have a green shirt because everything he did was always last minute. So I remember we were running around the whole entire town trying to find him a freaking shirt. And one of his friends came into town, started hitting on Amanda.
I did not want that.
Not having it. And so we would always go drink at our friend Emily's, her dorm. And you guys, I remember you guys made cute little shirts and bought, like, green bras with white t-shirts and, like, wrote all over them.
And tatas were out.
But, okay, so at CMU they have these nice little taxi services. They're like $3. Takes you anywhere you want to go on campus. And it's not like an Uber where they charge you like a surge or anything like that, which is really nice. So, I remember it was later on and we're just trying to find a party because at this point everything's getting shut down. And so we went to one of the apartment complexes towards the outskirts of the campus. And I remember that we got dropped off, and we went into one party, and they're like, get out of here, we don't want to see you, or something like that.
Oh, yeah!
And so then we went to another party, and Emily had the biggest boobs out of all of us. And at this point, that shirt that you guys cut was so stretched out.
And her boobs were just hanging out.
Yeah, so she was like, the guys were standing up at the apartment complex, And she was like, let us in. We just have to pee, and then we're going to go mm-hmm. home. And they're like, no, you can't just come into our house. We don't know what you want to do, and blah, blah, blah. So she rips her shirt, and she just shows them her boobs. And she's like, let me into your house.
I remember this now. Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, we have to leave. I don't remember what else happened that night, but that is the one part of the night that just sticks out.
God, I don't remember any of that night. I feel like in college, we peed outside a lot. Because mm-hmm. you just have to. It's just, ugh.
In the snow, too.
In the snow.
Like savages.
Shoot.
But.
Let's see, what you got?
When I first came to school, I came a week earlier because I had to go. You came for a different reason. Oh, yeah. I went for a leadership camp.
Oh, yeah.
And my roommate at the time also came. She was crazy.
I cannot wait. I love this story so much. For some reason, she loved me. What the fuck?
So, we nicknamed her Sippy because later on in the year, she had a couple sips of alcohol one night and she just went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, she kept that name until we left. So,
I don't even know her real name for like a while. I didn't know it for a while.
Yeah,
Sarah,
I was like, we won't disclose it. But we disclosed it. It's out there in the open. There it is.
We didn't share last name.
Go ahead. Just go ahead and blurt it out. Anyway, so the first week, we went to this leadership camp. I guess she had, like, social anxiety, which she didn't. She was just lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first day we went, this leadership camp was, like, an all-day event. It was so tiring. First, you had to walk all the way up to the gym. That was, like, a two-mile walk. Yeah. It was so far. And you had to get up at, like, 6 o'clock and then just try to get there at least by 6:30. Mm-hmm. So I remember I used to just try to sprint to get there because I was just so tired and I didn't want to get up.
Mm-hmm.
So... she went the first day, and we went together. We weren't in the same team, so I think that's what freaked her out, too. She just didn't know anybody. She came from a very small town.
So did I, but come on, girl.
I know. So, I came back to the dorm that night, and she was already in there. And I said, oh, how was your first day at, you know, the leadership camp? She's like, I'm never going back there. And I was like, why? She's like, I can't go back to that. I left in the middle of it, and I went to the doctor, and I told him I needed a doctor's note because I didn't ever want to go back to that thing again. And then she would, like, call her mom and say, Mom, come pick me up. I don't even want to go to college anymore.
Oh, my God. This stuff.
And I was like, what in the world? And so then her mom said no, and that's what set it off.
Oh, my God.
So then she started crying, and she made me come in there and, like, talk to her, and she just bawled her eyes out. She's like, I don't even want to be here. I never even wanted to be here, blah, 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 and all this, and I was like, oh, my God.
I never knew it got this bad.
I was like, this is the first night I've met mm-hmm. this girl. And so that night, I texted our friend, who we didn't know at the time, Lauren, because... eventually, Sippy wanted to move into my room because she thought we were friends. And I was like, Lauren, you have to move into my room as soon as you get here. Because she was the only one that
And
looked...
you had to take your chances, too. You I know, but Lauren was crazy.
She was the only one that looked sane out of all of them. Which, at the end...
It turned out
really good. Yeah. But, eventually, she just got such... She got to be such a hermit later on in college. Mm-hmm. Her roommate eventually dropped out because she had... some issues and she couldn't stay in school or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the one night that we had her come in and drink with us, she had a really good time. And then I think the next day she just got embarrassed and she never wanted to talk to us again. And she just stayed in her room.
Really?
You don't remember that?
Because she came out with us on Halloween.
I know, but after that she was just done.
Yeah, that's true. She did kind of disappear.
And then she supposedly got sick. And her mom came up there,
mm-hmm.
which this girl was just lazy. Like, she never wanted to do anything. She never mm-hmm. wanted to leave. And her mom came up there with her friend. And I remember me and Lauren were sitting on the futon in the main part of the of our dorm. Because the way our dorm is set up, you have the living area, a bathroom, and then me and Lauren's room and the other girl's mm-hmm. room. And the two rooms were closed off. You just had the living room to share. So the girl comes in, and she's just staring at me and Lauren, just like death stares. And so she says something when she leaves. I don't remember what she said. Something about us not taking care of Sippy or whatever. And I got so angry that I yelled something. And I ran down the hallway, and I said, it's not my responsibility to take care of this 19-year-old girl who sits in her room all day. Like, I just went off. What did they say? They didn't say anything back.
They just were like, and turned around and walked away.
And I said, I'm not going to go get her chicken noodle soup. She can get her ass out of the bed and do it herself.
Like, maybe if she was, like, she was weird. Like, she, I remember one time you guys, like, scared her with something, or Steve or something.
She was scared of clowns.
Clowns. She was scared of clowns. I remember this. And you guys, like, put clowns in her face. And I'd come out with them a couple times at this point.
No, what we did is Steve, which was Lauren's ex-boyfriend, put a clown as her screensaver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she freaked out. Yeah. She wouldn't even look at her computer for a couple days. But at that point, it wasn't even like we didn't like each other. It was when she would hang out with us. Yeah. So it was like a fun joke.
Yeah. And we thought, like, oh, I thought she was nice. And I, like...
And then all of a sudden, she snapped. Mm-hmm.
I tried to be accepting. And then she, when she did that, or when you guys did that, or she, like, came running down my room, and she was like, they put a clown! And, like, my roommates looked at me like, who is this fucking girl? Like, oh my god. And I was like, I don't know why she thinks, like, we're besties, but maybe, I don't know.
Okay. No, but I feel like she would just tell her mom stories about us that weren't true, and that's why her mom hated us.
I, like, at some points, I was like, is she still living in here? And she would be. She just never came out of her room. That girl lived in her room. And, like, thankfully, she had it to herself. I don't know what she would have done.
She wouldn't have stayed there.
Is it my turn or your turn?
Your turn.
Okay. My roommate, Tressa, I feel so bad. But freshman year, I was dating my boyfriend that I'm dating now, Josh. And I had Chloe. And we had Sarah that was... like your friend that was our roommate, but she ended up just like leaving after like a week or two. It was weird, but I don't know how this started, but National Scare Tressa Day was a thing in our room where basically
terrorized Tressa Day.
I remember the first like I scared her like in that little like side hallway. I don't know how it happened. Like I think I she was coming down the door and I like popped out, and then we were all like, oh my god, like let's scare her like as much as we can today. And so I think Chloe, I can't remember what Chloe did. Chloe, like, I think hid in the closet or something like that and scared her. It sounds so much, like, it was really funny, but it didn't sound as funny when I'm talking about it. But Josh, like, we had already scared her, like, three times that day. And we, like, declared it National Scare Trust, so we even put it on Facebook. And
it was pretty official.
It was official, and we still see it on our Time Hop every year. But, so she was in the bathroom, and this was, like, her final, like, she was, like, so sick of National, she hated National Scare Trust today. She was like, I fucking hate it. But we didn't think, like, we thought it was, like, a funny thing. We didn't think, like, she was mad at us. And so she went into the bathroom, and Josh, like, banged on the door, and, like, it scared her. And we're like, oh, like, we scared her, and she was in there for, like, 20 minutes, and we're like, what's going on after that? And, like, finally she came out, and she was crying, and we're like, oh, my God.
You guys are a bunch of freaking bullies.
We felt so bad.
Bullies.
But we never did National Scare Trust a Day again.
It was one annual.
But we all remember
1 year
it.
Only.
It was definitely a, it was fun.
All right, so we're going to take a break here.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to come back at you with a couple more stories. And I have a couple Q&As from some of our viewers. Aww. There's not a lot, but there's some. But we do honestly want you guys to ask us questions when we ask. Wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Thanks. Okay, we'll be back. All right, bye. Bye.
And we're back.
This podcast is brought to you by
Megan and Amanda, because no one else will sponsor us. All right, so welcome back. So
it's your turn.
It's my turn.
And your stories are a lot better than mine. I feel like I'm like.
In this one time.
Yeah, I'm like, and then we just scared her.
Oh, I guess I can tell this one drunken night where the cops came.
Oh God, the cops always came.
Was this the second part of freshman year? And so we went to a party like you normally do on the weekend. And my friend came up, Rachel, our friend.
Yeah.
And this, is it? Oh, it wasn't the second part. This was the beginning of freshman year because I was single.
Oh, okay. So early.
Early freshman year. So I found this boy, and I was making out with this boy on the stairs. Oh, in the middle of everything. In the middle of everyone trying to go up and down the stairs, go to the bathroom. So eventually, this was a Jungle Juice party, I'm pretty sure. typical. Was also like a glow stick party. It had a lot of components going on at one time. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice party.
Wait.
It was that one kid that always threw the best parties in T4.
Okay, so yeah, we went to there a lot, I feel like. Okay.
He always threw the best parties. I don't know where he got all his money from. Pretty sure that he would take the cans, because in Michigan you can return cans, mm-hmm. and he would take part of that and put it into, because he always supplied booze, which was the best party mm-hmm. to go to.
He always went to those.
And he always made money off of that, too, because he always charged, like, $5 a cup. And mm-hmm. he would always get, like, specially, like, made-looking cups.
So you knew you couldn't just bring one in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was smart. Good businessman. He's probably mm-hmm. an entrepreneur now and doing something better with his life, but probably. Who knows? Anyway, so making out with this guy on the stairs. So the cops come, and I remember my friend Rachel, she's like, Megan, we gotta go. So she's like trying to pull me off mm-hmm. this guy, too belligerently drunk at this point, too many cups of jungle juice in. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go, blah, blah, I'm good, just leave me here. And so eventually she somehow persuaded me to get up and go. I don't even remember what this man looks like who was next to me.
Oh, God.
So, we leave, and the cops are outside, and we're like, oh, no. Like, they're right there, mm-hmm. and we're minors. So, not, well, we weren't minors, but we were underage. We shouldn't have been doing what we were doing.
No.
So, we run. We both have to pee. So, we pee behind this giant, like, tree bush-looking thing. Cops are right there, and we're like, oh, we were so stupid. I don't know what we were thinking. So then we just keep going. We're like, we can't stop. We have to keep running. So he would have thought we were on a high-speed chase. So we were running, and my other friends eventually caught up with us. They were so belligerently drunk, too, that they couldn't even stand. Like, really? They're running, and we run through this, like, volleyball course, so it's all sand. One of them falls, sand everywhere in every crevice of her body.
Who fell?
Sarah.
Oh.
She's the lengthy one, so there's a lot of, you know, a lot of limbs and a lot of places, so she fell first. So then the other one comes behind her, she falls on top of her, and so they're rolling around in the sand, and we're looking behind, we're like, we gotta keep going. So we just kept running. So eventually the taxi meets us in the front of the apartment complex. I am so drunk at this point that I was sitting on the curb, and I was like off the curb, so like when the taxi was coming, it was like swerving over to the curb so we could get in, because it'd be in the middle of the mm-hmm. road otherwise. And Rachel's like, Megan, you gotta move or the taxi's gonna hit you, because there wasn't like a street light or mm-hmm. something, so it couldn't see me. Amanda, when I tell you that it was like watching someone go in slow motion, it was craziness, because Rachel's like, Megan, you have to move faster. I was like, I was moving in slow motion. I was no. Like, moving every inch, crawling across the street to get to the other side. And Rachel was like, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anyone move so slow. But I did get hit by the taxi, which is good.
Was it close?
I think I could have died. But I made it on the taxi. We made it home safe. But that was one of the stupidest, drunkenest moments of my freshman college career.
No.
No.
Oh my god, I wish I was there for that. Shit. That was good. Puking. You might have to refresh because I was pretty drunk. But Megan reminded me of this. One time, I puked in a cab and got away with it. This is the story. So we went to a party. I want to say it was, like, in those nice apartments.
I'm pretty sure it's the same night that Steve and Lauren broke up. Yeah, and Lauren broke up
that
night.
Sounds right, actually. Mm-hmm. But there was a night.
Because that was a lot of components happening at the same time.
Yeah,
that night.
Oh, my God. So all of us were drunk. Oh, this was. Because he broke up with her on the, I won't say it on the podcast, but yeah, I will.
He broke up with her on the porch.
On the porch,
the party.
Right? Yeah.
And I remember I'm sitting on the curb. I was peeing on the curb because the bathroom was filled, and I was with my ex-boyfriend, and we were just sitting over there talking, and all I hear is, oh, my God!
I think everybody heard it.
Yeah. And I was like, everyone turned and like, oh my God, what just happened? Like, Lauren. They knew that squeal. That was mm-hmm. Lauren's squeal. Like, she has a very distinct voice.
Mm-hmm. And she also puked that night, I think. Like, she's like, never pukes really well the night she's drinking. And I remember she said she, like, puked. Maybe this wasn't the same night. I don't remember.
Yeah, she puked in her gloves.
Yeah, in her gloves.
And she was like, the worst night ever. Because she puked and got broken up with. And she hates puking.
Yeah, she hates all that. Oh, God. But I also was, you know, hammered Mandy and mm-hmm. did not give a fuck. And Rachel, I want to say this was, like, one of the first times she was, like, it was spring semester, right, then?
No,
it was. She was just visiting.
She was visiting that
visiting.
Night.
Visiting. Yeah, so she came up, and I drank too much. And so we got in a taxi, but we, had, like, piled in. Like, I feel like we had, like, a bunch of Emily's friends. Like, there were tons. And I think one of Emily's friends, like, later became friends with, like, Taylor, one of them, was sitting on my lap. Like, that's how many people we had. And I was in the very back, and I was so drunk, and I was like, get off me. I was like, ugh. And this girl's like, like, shut up. Like, and Rachel's sitting right next to me, and I was like, looking at Rachel, like, I'm going to throw up. And she's like, do not. And I was like.
Because it was like $100 if you threw up in the taxi.
And thankfully, there were so many people in there, like, that guy had no idea what was going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the very back, and there's, like, this much space. It's like a van, like, size. So I, like, put my arm on, like, the ledge, and I just, like, puke, like, behind me like this. I don't know how he did not know.
But there's nothing they can do either, because it's not like Uber where you can, like, go back and see who rode in your van. It's like you call them and say, hey, and they only take cash.
Yeah, they all take cash.
Yeah, it's a shitty situation for
so,
them.
Yeah, I got out. I remember I got out, and then I just continued to puke on the car.
Yeah, and then we were like, you gotta go home.
We were like, right by
you're ruining the potty. Get out of here. Well, we didn't always just go to parties. We also partied in our dorm room, which you're not supposed to do. We would always pregame in our dorm room. Mm-hmm. But one night, we had some visitors up. We always did it in my dorm.
Always.
For some reason, it was always mine.
Well, I was with two people at the time that did not party.
True. So one night, we decided to make jungle juice, and we had, like, 500 people in there at a time.
It was, like, we had 20 people in there, at least, and these dorms are tiny.
And we closed the door, which that was so stupid that we closed, like, sometimes, usually, if we were drinking, we would put it in, like, soda cans or water bottles.
And we'd call it something else.
Yeah, and then we would, like, keep the door open. So that way it wouldn't look as obvious, because if you close the door, it's obvious that you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, especially when you can hear people and a large quantity of people. So we closed the door, and we used to also pop popcorn to mask the smell of the alcohol.
Oh, did? I didn't even realize you guys did that.
We always popped a crap ton of popcorn. We always had popcorn at our apartment, or at our dorm. So, for some reason, we came out of the dorm, and I think it was me and Lamar getting ramen or something, and we ran into our RA, and he was like, why is there so many people in your guys' dorm? And I said, no, there's not that many. It's just the same amount. I have visitors over, and he came in there, and he was like, it smells like alcohol in here. You need to get rid of everything. And we're like, we don't even have anything in here. And he's like, well, we're going to be back here tomorrow morning. And we're like, oh,
I like that he told you, too.
Yeah, we're like, oh, shit. So we, like, just went about our normal night, like, because we were all, you know, drinking at this point, so none of us cared. So the next day, we're like, oh, shit, he's going to come in here, and he's going to search the room. Mm-hmm. So we had to dump everything.
No, you put it in my room.
We dumped some of it, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I remember,
it was the same weekend as the jungle juice, but that jungle juice is pretty much gone.
Oh, you had to dump that. Yeah, because I remember I woke up that early that morning, and I was like, shit, I was like, put everything in my room. Yeah. And I was like, what if they come search my room? I was like, no one's going to.
So then he came in, and everything was gone, and he was like, so you don't have anything left in here? And we're like, no, we don't even have anything in here. Like, we didn't have anything. Like, you knew we were lying.
Didn't he come in there with some bitch girl?
Yeah. I don't remember. We didn't even get a fine or anything, but later on, we realized that my friend Ashley left her backpack in there and had 5 bottles of vodka in it.
Oh, my God.
And it was sitting right in front of our futon, which was right in front of the door when you walked in.
And did he ask to look in that?
No. Luckily, no one even touched that bag. We didn't even know.
Because he was, like, asking you guys to, like, open that drawer, right?
Yeah.
Open this. Mm-hmm. He couldn't actually physically do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because those are belongings.
I wonder if you were like, no, what would happen?
They'd call the police in.
Do they? Mm-hmm. Shit. They thought I was the little goody two-shoes at the end of the hall. Look. Little did they know I had all the alcohol.
Little did they know.
Let's see. Oh, this isn't like a story or anything, but just a fun little fact. Other than, you know, partying. freshman year, I don't know how this started, but we had this like kind of like, I don't know, it was a futon, like, but we like laid it all the way down, so it was like a bed. I don't know how to describe it, but Chloe, my roommate, like never uses the bottom sheet or the middle sheets on her bed, so she would like put one on there to kind of keep it clean.
I don't use that either.
Me either. I just think it's stupid.
Yeah, it always falls off.
Mm-hmm. So we decided to. I think started like writing on it, and it became like this. Like it still, everyone's like the sheet because we just filled it up with quotes. So if like you got like. Wanted to do, like, fun little things. Like,
we had a hot guy wall.
Yeah, they had a hot guy wall.
So we would cut out all these, like, hot men, and then we would plaster them on my wall with tape, and then eventually it just got huge. And then we also had posters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Amanda, she had done this, but we took our posters at the end of the year because we didn't want them anymore. Mm-hmm. We had, like, one of David Beckham. We had one of Johnny Depp and another one of Lil Wayne. Completely, totally different types of men.
Yeah.
And so we'd rolled them up and we put them at the top of our closets where it's like these beams were. And so that way the freshmen the next year would hopefully find them and get to put them up in their room.
Well, I wonder if they did. I wonder if they kept them.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone ever found them.
Shoot. Well, yeah. So that's like a fun little thing. And I don't know who has the sheet now, but... Also, freshman year, I was a mom, a dad, or anybody, Joshua's parents, if you're listening, turn it off now. Freshman year, I was a little promiscuous, not like sexually, not like sex, but making out, and I tend to just make out with a lot of men. Mm-hmm. And so I decided that I would make a list, and I, for some reason, hung it up, I think, like, in my room of all the men I made out with, and half of them were at parties, so I didn't know their names, so I'd be like, guy with beard.
And what did you get because of that?
Mono.
And who did you give it to?
You got it yourself.
No, I didn't. Because we went on spring break, and I came back with mono.
I did not. Because I think it hit me on spring break really bad, but I already had it before that.
Yeah, and I didn't know you had it.
I didn't know I had it either.
And we ate after each other or drank after each other or something, and I got it.
Our freshman year, like spring break, we need to talk about that. Did you write that down?
No.
We decided, for some reason, to go up north, which is like even more snow and seclusion, like nothingness.
Oh my god, it was so bad.
It was fun, though.
It was fun until the last couple days, but we have to get out of here. We're going to kill each other.
Because it was like, you didn't get cell service either. So it was like, wake up, watch TV, eat everything. We ate so much food.
Yeah.
So I ate a whole gallon of ice cream in 2 days.
I ate a 25 pack of popcorn.
And how many days? How many? We were only up there for like 5 days, I think.
So 5 packs of popcorn a day.
At least it's kind of healthy.
That's the majority of my diet was when we were up there, which is popcorn.
Yeah. So yeah.
And alcohol.
I'd wake up
and mac and cheese. We ate so much mac and cheese. Mm-hmm.
It was seriously just like wake up and then like 6 o'clock we'd start drinking.
And the only thing that I was up there to do was Walmart.
Walmart, and we like walked around, which it was still fun. I still love that spring break a lot, but we did not go up north again.
No.
But yeah, so in the middle of the day, I would, like, notice my throat like start hurting, and then I remember I came to you in Lauren's room and I was like, my throat. It hurt so bad. I'd like pop like.
I broke out into hives, which is the worst thing. I would like turn into like something from a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I was back home. It was for the summer after freshman year, and I still had like remnants of the mono. Like it lasted for like 2 months. And I could feel when the hives were coming on. Like you felt like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Like, all of a sudden, I would turn and be like, no, it's happening. Don't look at me. My whole face would just be swollen, and people would be like, oh, my God.
What's happening to her?
But I guess the only other thing that I have is if you're deciding to get a pet when you live in the dorms, a fish, they don't live that long.
We went through so many.
Well, Lauren's ex-boyfriend decided to get a black goldfish. Mm-hmm. It's a nice-looking little goldfish. They left the window open, and he died the next day because he froze to death.
Oh, my God. We seriously would get those, like, 32-cent fish, and I think they got four, and they named them after all of us. And I think we had two batches that died, like, right away. We didn't understand why. And then we decided to get four more. We're like, these are the last fish we're getting. And
they lived forever.
Only two of them lived forever. Mine and Tressa's. We called them like A May Jr. and Tressa Jr. And there was Josh Jr. and Chloe Jr. And Chloe Jr. I think died really quick. And then Josh Jr., which he likes to call Le Jacques Von Fishy, died like a week later. Oh my God. If he hears this and I call him Josh Jr., he's like, it was not Josh Jr., it was Le Jacques Von Fishy. And then Amanda, I swear to God, they lived for like 2 years. It was insane. But, yeah, think about that, guys. And let me give you a little PSA, Mandy PSA.
Mandy PSA.
Don't drink too much alcohol because this will happen to you. So freshman year, I went to a party, and this is when Sippy was still coming out with us, the Sipster.
And, the good old Sip Sips.
And Brad, which I don't think we've ever mentioned him before, but he was one of our friends. How did we meet him?
Across the hall.
And he came out with us too. And for some reason, you know me, I get sick because I drink too much. So
she still does to this day. She's going to be 24 years old.
So I wouldn't say last night because I did drink too much last night. But so they got me in a taxi. And for some reason, it was Brad and Sippy, two people that I really did not talk to that much. And I just started kind of coming out with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm getting sick. And they're like, okay, well, like, we'll take you home. And they decided, there's like a side entrance to the dorms, and there's a front entrance. They decided to take me into the front entrance, where like all the people are sitting, like the desk girl or guy sitting there, and they see me like super drunk, and I think like, you know how they have like main people for the dorms, I don't know what they're called, but she was right there, and RA like was right there too, I don't know, it was a bad situation, but they like found out, and so they came into my room. And we're, like, taking care of me and stuff. And I remember Sippy sat in a chair, like, awake all night just watching me.
What a creeper.
To make sure I was okay. And I don't know, for some reason, when I got too drunk and I woke up in the morning, I always be like, Chloe? Like, I don't know why.
Mom!
Because I had a room to myself.
Are you my mother?
So I woke up and I was like, Chloe? And she's like, no, it's Sarah. And I was like, oh. And she was like,
gosh, shit.
She's like, are you okay? But it was so weird. And so then I got a call that next day, and the lady's like, yeah, like, you're gonna need to go to alcohol class. And I was like, shit, like, are
you gonna tell my problem.
Parents? Yeah. And
alcohol anonymous. Yeah.
And I remember, so I went to the alcohol class. I almost got out of it because we had like snow days, and they would forget. And she's like, don't forget, you still have to go. And I was like,
yeah, those snow days, though, those were lifesavers.
They were the best. So yeah, don't drink too much alcohol, because normally that you get fined, right? And you get a letter to your parents. Somehow I did not get a letter to my parents, and I did not get fined. I don't know how I got my way out of that. I think just because the snow days, and she kept forgetting. Mm-hmm. So she just remembered the class. So I went to the class, and the lady was just like, oh, like, how many drinks did you have? And she was like doing the math, and she's like, that's like too much for your body. Mm-hmm. She's like, you just need to drink less. She did not tell me to not drink. She was like, I know you're still going to drink.
Just drink water.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then, weirdly enough, that lady that I did the class with, I worked at Staples a couple years later, and she, like, came through, like, checking out, and she was like, God, you look familiar. But she didn't remember, and I was like, oh.
You remember. A-A. Hi, my name's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I have some Q's.
Oh, yeah, let's do the Q's.
Let's get some A's. So the first one's from your brother. He said, favorite Olympic sport.
Gymnastics. For me.
Skiing.
Skiing?
I don't know. I don't watch the
Olympics. Should we do summer and winter? What's the winter one I like? The way they go in those little cars?
I guess swimming. Swimming's kind of fun to watch.
Oh, I do like swimming, too. I just watched that the other day.
Because, I mean, that's the only one that really people are watching frequently, I feel like, because of Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm. I feel like gymnastics is getting...
Yeah, because it was that one girl, last name Douglas. What's her name? She's Gabby. Young. Yeah, she's done it forever.
And they have, like, a new girl on there. Her name's, like, Simone or something. There's a couple of good ones.
I saw a meme. It was, like, these 16-year-olds are out here in the Olympics, and I'm over here just trying to get my life together. And pushing the doors when they say pull. All right, this one is a guy that we've said a couple times on the podcast. No. It's Lauren's ex-boyfriend.
How does it feel to be retarded? Thank you. That's all.
What a dick.
Jerk.
Is that sexy? And it's just like a joint or something or a cigarette?
It's a cigarette. Well, Lauren, thank God that you broke up with
this
guy.
Can we please, now that he's asked us that question, we should tell the podcast the story of him.
What story of him?
How he's such a dick.
He is, but, I mean, there's multiple stories that lead us to that.
That's true. We should just do a whole podcast on him.
I mean, I think the story where he broke up with Lauren on the porch of a party and couldn't wait.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
true.
That's a pretty good, you know, indication.
Okay. He's an asshole.
This one's not a real thing. It's just, you know, some pictures of a cat.
The face of surrender.
She loves her cat, so.
Aww. That it?
Yep. That was it. Cool. Let me see if I got any on our Facebook. You should be following us on Facebook. And I did change the name of our Instagram, if anyone knew. Yep. It says Not So Sober Thoughts. And Little Lady, if you want to keep up with her and see what she's doing. She's not in the podcast today because she's very tired. She had a very long, exciting weekend. Yay. But she has an Instagram, and it's called, well, it's the name of it is the_lady_of_IG.
Aww.
The lady of
I'll link
Instagram.
It below.
Come here.
She's coming out. Oh, she's so tired.
She's so sleepy.
Say hello. Hey, what's up, hello?
I know, you're a sleepy girl. But yeah, that was pretty much it. I hope you guys enjoyed. It was supposed to be like a college experience freshman year thing, but it just ended up being our drunken escapades freshman year.
That's what I'll call it. Your drunken escapades of freshman year.
So thanks for listening. We appreciate all you guys' love and support and following us on all of our social media sites. They'll be linked down below if you haven't followed us already. And, you know, communicate with us. Talk to us. We like talking back.
Tell us what's up.
Dude.
Alright, we'll see you next week!
Goodbye!
Give us some suggestions for next week, okay? Bye!
Lady, shut up!